This is Since You Asked,
a new series on NSPR,
where you ask the questions
and we find the answers.
Hi, this is Ken from Chico. The discussion about climate change can seem a little bit abstract sometimes. My question is, are there observable phenomena in our area that scientists can confidently attribute to climate change? Thank you.
That's a great question, and one that perhaps is harder to answer definitively than at first glance. Agriculture is huge in the North State, as are rain, snow, and migrating wildlife, not to mention temperature records dating back to the late 19th century. I started with the Yuba Sutter Farm Bureau, figuring who else is better connected to the land than farmers, people who financially live or die by crop yields. Now, the Farm Bureau didn't get back to me, but it also occurred to me that such observations might be dismissed as anecdotal. So I turned to Dr. Chun-Ok Lee, a research economist for the Agricultural and Resource Economics Department at UC Davis. She's published a peer-reviewed paper after poring over data about the climate in the prime farm country of Yolo County.
Our study suggests that climate warming is happening.
But perhaps not in the most obvious way.
The way it is happening, the pattern is climate warming is happening by increasing the lows in the wintertime.
That in turn impacts agriculture, especially some nut trees and stone fruits that need cold periods to trigger dormancy.
Some crops may require more chill hours than other crops. For example, cherries. Cherries is one of those crops which require lots of chill hours.
Dan McAvoy is a regional climatologist with the Western Regional Climate Center, a joint project of the Desert Research Institute and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Using historic data collected across the Sacramento Valley since modern record-keeping began, McAvoy said a distinct trend has emerged. The data confers with Lee's findings, but cover a much larger area than just Yolo County.
We've seen a very sharp warming trend from 1895 to present. Temperatures have been getting warmer, but we've seen this really much sharper warming occur from about 1970 to present, where we've just seen this steady sort of increase.
The trend also appears to be intensifying.
2014 was the warmest year on record for the region and for all of California. 2015 then was the second warmest year, and 2016 and 17 were all in the top 10 warmest years.
How is that manifesting itself? Albert Lundeen is a spokesman for the California Energy Commission.
Some of the very largest and most destructive fires, for instance, have happened in the last decade, more than at any other decade.
Lundeen also said more of the state's annual precipitation is falling as rain rather than snow, further evidence. The commission has built a website, cal-adapt.org, although aimed at public officials, mainly city planners, helping them guide future development to make projects less vulnerable in a changing world. The site, available to the general public, also enables one to compare historic and more recent observations. Mark Steeman, a professor of geography at CSU Chico and a fan of the site, says the evidence is getting hard to ignore.
Heat days, the amount of days that are over 104, have almost doubled over the historic average. So yeah, we're starting to see this. Climate change isn't something that's coming. Climate change is here.
Since You Asked is a new series on North State Public Radio where you ask the questions and we find the answer. So tell us, what have you been wondering about? Head to mynspr.org and let us know, or better yet, give us a call and leave us a message. 530-433-4887. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert.